Hey, welcome back, everybody. Time once again for OC Spotlight, the one show, maybe the only show, that shows you the most incredible people doing the most amazing things right here in our backyard. And every time I do this show, I say, you won't believe this one. This has got to top the last one. Today certainly fits that category. How many of you ever met, much less talked to, a psychic? I mean, a real psychic. I don't know. Do you believe? Do you not believe? Do you want to learn more? I hope you do, because that's what we're going to find out today as we talk with world-famous OC psychic Gina. Is it Stevens? Did I get that right?
Correct.
Gina Stevens comes from a long line of psychics. Tell me about your psychic connection in your family here, this gift that your grandmother discovered and carries on through your mother to you here. Talk about that. How did it come about, and how long has it been going here?
Well, it's been going for a while, so I'm the third generation. My grandmother had the gift, basically. She taught my mom. My mom has some siblings, but some of them did not get the gift. Mm-hmm. Some of them did. Some of them chose to go into being a psychic and a spiritual healer. Some of them chose other paths, like opening up a bakery.
Did any of them run from it to say, I don't want this gift, I don't believe it, I don't want anything to do with it?
Not that they don't believe it, but it could be overwhelming. If you don't, basically, if you don't learn how to practice it and turn it on and off in a certain way,
yeah,
it can definitely be overwhelming some people.
So how did your grandmother discover this? She just wake up one day and realize she could hear things, see things, predict things?
Yes. So basically, it came from not her mom, but her grandma.
Mm.
So it kind of skipped one, and then she was seeing a lot of people's auras, what we call. So we see everybody has a different colored aura. So she was seeing colors.
You said that so casually.
Yeah.
Do I have a color around me right now?
You do have a color.
Okay.
Your actually color is a more lavender color.
Lavender. And what does that portray?
So lavender, there's all different colors, but basically you want a light colored. Yours is connecting more actually to your third eye. So,
like in India, they say you have between your eyes, there's a third eye where you can.
Yes. Okay. So yours is connecting with your third eye, actually. So you do have, usually when people do have a third eye connection, they do have more of a hidden psychic ability, but you just never really discovered it or really looked into it, never really got in touch with it.
This is fascinating because I'm an old school guy here. I'm a little skeptical, doubtful. But I'm an old hippie kind of thing, so I can kind of go with the universe and feelings and God. I'm a good Irish Catholic, so I believe in things
I'm a
see.
Catholic as well.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah.
So my wife is much more, oh no, there's something going on here, you know, and I believe she believes in ghosts and other things and stuff
they
here.
Do,
you can communicate
with
people, and she claims she's seen them and stuff here, and I'm like, I've never seen a ghost. I've never felt a presence. I've never had anybody talk to me. I've never had a premonition something was going to happen. I seem to be totally disconnected, so, and yet you're telling me there's something there. Maybe I could learn.
Yeah, there is. It's more hidden. So if you never really, because most people never, obviously, now it's becoming more popular. People is discovering more about their psychic ability, their spiritual journey, and they want to know more. So they do more meditations, Reiki, chakra balancing,
She's
crystals.
Made me try a lot of this stuff and look into it, and I'm like, oh, please. Okay, well, I'll try and keep an open mind because that's my nature. I'm trying to be open-minded, but part of me is an old Midwestern guy that's skeptical about everything. Yeah.
Of course.
So are there ways to, you mentioned with some of your relatives, to develop this?
Really born with it,
yeah,
it, then you really don't. Now, I do know some people that try to learn it out of a book, mm-hmm, like read tarot cards,
yeah,
right, or palmistry.
I'm going to stop you again here. So we had a woman, what did she do? It was something very serious. Oh, she was with the SBDC, Small Business Development Center. She was just a consultant. Media, marketing, other things. And she, mm-hmm, came in and did an interview with us. And off camera, she said, you know, I also have a psychic business. I said, what? here you are, this serious business consultant and everything here.
That happens a lot.
And she says, I got this. I see it. I use it. I love it. I explore it. It's part of my life. Ever since I found I had this gift, I've just been nurturing it and trying to understand it and control and share it and use it. And I thought, to me, people who read tarot cards and crystals would be like more of the hippies I hung out with, not necessarily these serious business consultants.
You can only imagine. There's like so many. So there's how about doctors that have, I met so many doctors that are either in the plastic industry world and cosmetic or heart doctors that and behind closed doors, they have more of the spiritual sense of things.
And does that easier today? Because when I was a kid, you couldn't say any of this stuff. They think you were a kook or they
Of course.
But today we seem much more open minded. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we invited you in here, in the spirit of that, because I'm fascinated to meet people and do things. Take me into a world I've never seen before. Take me into professions I've never understood before here. All right. So you've been doing, your grandmother discovered this, and how did she put it to use? Did she just tell friends and family? Or did
she started with friends and family, but then she opened up her shop. She has the same shop that's standing in Costa Mesa on Newport Boulevard for over 40 years.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So you want some proof to longevity here. You know, 40 years people have been coming by here.
Yeah.
And then that turned into, do you think it's genetically passed on?
Is it something? Yeah. So like most likely there is people that if you have the gift, most likely you are pass it, you know, through generations. Mm-hmm. And then some don't get it, which, you know, that's okay.
Or they don't want to accept it.
Exactly. Like my brother has it. He didn't accept it. My brother wants to be real estate, so he's in realty.
You think that would help them, though, predicting? I mean, when you say psychic, I guess we all think you're seeing into the future.
So a lot of people have...
Define what a psychic does, yeah.
Well, you know, there's a lot of different terms for it, but what I like to call myself specifically is more as like a spiritual therapist in a way, because I help people on so many aspects of them on their spiritual journey, for if they have anxiety, relationship. I teach them how to do breathing exercises, how to meditate at home, how to get more in touch with their creative side. So I think of it more as a therapy, as a spiritual sense, because you could predict, I mean, we could see what things are, right? We can predict certain things.
I'm thinking the old Johnny Carson joke, Karnak, you know, and it holds up to his head and the answer is, you know, and he's trying to predict what the...
Because we could do a reading, if it's a tarot card reading, a palm reading, you know, but everything you do on a daily basis is going to alter that. Mm. So it could,
so I can change the future?
You can change it. Anything you do does change it. So people's future changes, like, usually every, 6 to 8 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, but when you see, what do you see? Do you get a vision? Do you hear a thought comes into your head?
No. So I connect with people's vibrations, their frequencies, and their spirit guides and guardian angels. So if I don't
I'm going to stop you for there 1 second here again. You just threw a whole bunch of stuff out there.
Yeah.
So we've had people in here talk about Reiki. The idea that the Eastern idea that there's energy in your body and you can tap into it.
Yes, there's 7 chakras.
And in India, it's the 7 chakras. In Japan, it's the Reiki. And I had a guy that comes in here, a Chinese or traditional medicine, TCM. He does acupuncture and acupressure.
Yeah.
It's all tapping into this unseen energy and redirecting it or using it to heal your body. You're using it. What if you touch the energy or see the energy, or are you redirecting it to try and affect change, or are you trying to understand what the energy is telling you about?
So I go off on the people's spirit guides and guardian angels, their vibrations. Now that we do go by 7 main chakras, from the top of your head to the bottom of your spine,
like the third eye in India.
So each one represents
Ayurvedic medicine, if you want to go look that up.
Each one represents something different. There's a love cycle, there's a career cycle, there's a health cycle, there's creativity cycle, there's an inner child cycle. So each one has its own a different category.
And are they centered in different parts of the body?
They're centered right in the middle. So the top, so the first one starts from the top of your head down to the bottom of your spine.
Okay.
And basically, if one of
these are energy centers in your body.
Correct.
And somehow you do what? Do you touch them, see them?
So if we can see them.
Hear them?
We can see them. We can see what is pulling, if some of them are pulling to the left, pulling to the right, because they're supposed to be centered and open. But some people's, they could be centered, but then also they could be very dimmed and very closed. So we can see, okay, how many years has it been closed? What caused it? What do we do to fix it?
So to open that back up and have it flow properly and
exactly
live a healthy,
get centered again.
Positive, centered life.
Exactly.
All right, so you're seeing this stuff. Because somehow I picture a psychic as just getting a vision. Or, in some psychics, a message from the other side.
You know,
the great Houdini, so I'm fascinated by history, and the great Houdini always fascinated me for some reason. And when he died, he supposedly said to his wife, if there's a way to come back, I will. And so she spent years visiting various forms of psychics and mediums and stuff. She concluded there wasn't a way back. But she certainly spent a lot of time and energy and money trying to see if there was a way to communicate with the other side. So are you seeing people on the other side?
So that is more like a medium. So medium and psychic are a little bit different. A lot of people get it confused, like it's all one genre.
Right.
But it is different. So I am not a medium.
Okay. You're not communicating with people that have died or whatever here. Yeah.
No.
Okay. So a psychic is reading the energy in your body here.
Correct.
Similar to
me,
what?
Me personally, no. Maybe other, now there is some called psychic mediums that they do both.
Okay.
But me personally.
Okay. And so you're trying to see, tap into the energy, and do you, like Reiki claims they put their hands over you and they can feel it and then redirect it. Acupuncture and acupressure are massaging it or putting needles in to redirect it, sort of like draw it in or sap it out or something here. And I don't know what they do in Indian Ayurvedic medicine or whatever here.
Yeah, so I do Reiki and I do chakra balancing. So it's both with the sound bowl and we can both see and feel the energy. So
that's wild. I went to something a while ago here. The Rad Life, one of our shows, hosted this kind of, I don't know, health, modern health thing. And they had somebody doing a sound bowl.
Yes, there's different sound bowls.
Tuning into the different vibrations. We've had people in here certainly that do real heavy level yoga meditation and they mantra and they just get together. And if they all vibrate at a certain level or say a certain verb, they can affect peace in the world or change the world or other sorts of things. And then you talked about the other one that's wild to me, this idea of, what'd you call it, animal guides or something here?
Spirit guides.
Spirit guides.
Yeah,
spirit. Is that different than animal? Because traditional Indian, and now they do ayahuasca and other things.
Yeah, ayahuasca's been around for a long time.
You go find, take this hallucinogen, and then these spirit animals come to you and talk to you. And
vomit.
We had somebody who talked about that.
Yeah, I never experienced ayahuasca. I know a lot of clients that I have throughout the years that they have did it religiously. And
by the way, it's supposed to be illegal in this country.
Yeah.
But you have to go somewhere else. But there are people practicing it here.
Yes, there is.
All right, so
It became more popular, definitely, throughout the years.
Certainly. And then, so what is this, what did you call it, kind of guy, psychic guide or something? Or because I'm Catholic and you're supposed to believe in angels, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
really
guardian
do.
Angels and spirit guides. So basically, they're kind of like
a being that's looking out for you.
Yeah, definitely. So spirit guides are very similar to a guardian angel. Spirit guides are just from a past life. So they come from a past life and that they're watching over you and they carry over in this life and just watching over you and guiding you on your spiritual path.
And is that disruptive to your Catholic faith? Because we're not supposed to believe there's a past life. We're not supposed to believe that
incarnation. I believe that God has given me my gift to help people and guide them. Because also I help a lot of people throughout the years that wanted to harm themselves. And
I'm no good, I should die or whatever here. I can't find a true love. Nobody loves me, I'm unlovable. All the things. We should put together, we just started a show called From Trauma to Hope, a rather heavy dose of people talking about severe trauma, mostly sexual traumas, mostly trafficking, child marriage, abuse, heavy duty stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And how do you ever heal? Not just to identify it and stop it up front. That's their hope, to make it come out of the shadows and lead to whatever they think can help call it out or stop it. But the other part of the show is then how do you heal from it? With a psychiatrist who, I think she's a psychiatrist or psychologist, I'm not sure. And the techniques she uses with people, not just to identify it and find out where this pain comes from, because you're abused or something, or whatever. But how do you then move forward? Can you heal? Can you get over the trauma? Can you cover up the wound like a scar? It may always be there, but it doesn't have to be bleeding all the time.
Of course, yeah. There's, different people struggles with different things and different traumas. And that's how I feel. I feel like God has given me the gift, and that's why I have went on and did take it on and made it my full-time job.
Have you studied any of this? Are there places to go, institutes or gurus or guides? Or is it just you got to feel your way through this?
You got to feel your way. I mean, I was lucky enough to have my grandmother up until I was about 24, 25, and then she passed away. But she taught me everything since I was like 3 years old.
But you're not, again, because you're not a medium, you're not communicating with her, or you don't get messages from her, maybe you do.
Not so much.
My wife will say, I still feel my father.
Feel her, and I get certain messages, but trying to connect with someone else's loved one that passed over, that's not my territory.
Right. All right, so that's what you do and how you've done it. And you make a living doing this? This is like a real business?
This is my real business, one of three locations that we have.
Wow, and you're also going to be, you do what, a pop-up thing at the Orange County Fair?
We give my grandmother, it's called Diane Psychic. She's been doing that again for like 39 years on the OC Fair.
Sorry to hiccup. I don't know what made me hiccup there. But
it's okay.
So you're at the. So if I go to the OC Fair, did that just end or is this still going on? I've forgotten.
No, it's still going. I think the last day is August 17th.
I think it's right around there because we're doing this the first
or
week
August
of
August 16th, I think, yeah.
So if I go, there's a booth there and I can explore this and see it. If not, where are your locations at?
We have one on Newport Boulevard right off the 55.
Okay. Great location.
And then we also have one in Corona Del Mar, Newport Beach. And then we also just opened up our newest one, is on Baker Street, right next to South Coast Plaza.
Wow. Okay. So real upscale, affluent neighborhoods here.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something? Who are your clientele? Are they upscale, affluent people who have the ability to try this, or is it a mom and pop? Or give me a profile. Who walks in the door?
You know, it really depends. I'm going to be honest. It's a broad circle there. I have clients that are in movie industries, in the film industry. Good. I have clients that are in the medical field. I have clients that are just, they have really good, they was born into some good business.
I know
families.
These are all confidential people, and maybe they'd be embarrassed to admit they see a psychic, but anybody who does publicly support you or come out that you can talk about here? Or no? Are they all just,
you know, they're bigger clients, so they are. They're very, I have a very strong, like, conference, like I don't patient
confidential.
Yeah.
Okay. Because sometimes I always ask this, and people say, I can't talk about my patients.
Yeah,
but sometimes I don't talk about
my clients. Yeah.
Sometimes they want to talk about it.
No, I have some clients. If they want to talk about it, they're more than freely. But I still like to keep their privacy. Right. So.
Okay. So you have I've got across the spectrum. Are they ordinary people? They're milkmen.
Yeah, there's some that are ordinary people, and then there's some that are really just really successful people, and some in the middle class. And
because I find that oddly enough, the more successful people come, the more they are open. They're today one of the popular terms is a life hack or brain hack or body hack. I'm going to find something to really. It's something I'm going to take, or something I'm going to do, or a regimen I'm going to follow. I'm going to be mindful in the morning. Mm-hmm. I'm going to meditate.
Yeah,
I'm
manifestation.
Manifestation, visual boards, all this stuff. Somehow, you would think that with people who have not achieved it, who will try anything to get there. I find it to be the opposite. Those who have gotten success in life, athlete, performer, businessman,
correct,
are trying to find even more tools. Either they follow these tools and they believe that's what got them there, or I want a life hack. I want to do something more. I want to improve. I want to get better at these things. I want to improve my odds in the system and tap into the universe and the energy and all that.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people, I think they started low and then they have strong manifestation. If you have a strong manifestation, then you're gonna conquer it.
Maybe that's it. If I always think I'm going to follow this and it works, boy, I'm really going to be a believer and I'm going to push even harder.
It's more, yeah, it's definitely more of the stubborn society that have that stubbornness that make it, and they have the strongest manifestation.
So do you do other things with them? Are there vision boards? Are there
There's a lot of different ways of manifestation. People also do manifestation once a month when there is a full moon, and they put, you know, the moon water and they drink
what?
It.
Yeah. No, that one I never heard of. Moon water. What's moon water? There's no water done from the moon here.
No. So what they do is they will make a list of whatever they want to manifest.
Come true.
Yes. And they write it down, but like it's already happened. So they're already thanking the universe for these things that already happened.
Right.
And they wrap it up in a letter and they put it under either a glass or a mason jar. And they fill it up with water and they put it in the moonlight overnight. And then over that day or 3 days, they drink that water to really manifest it.
Wow. All right. You came up with it. I'm trying to show off my knowledge of ayahuasca and Indian spirit guides, all these things I've heard through the years.
Yeah, of course.
And that's a whole new one.
Yeah.
Moon water. All right. So in the 10 minutes left or something, we talked about where it came from and what do you do.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some stories. You change the names. But tell me who came to you and how you helped them. Or what you've seen. Tell us some stories.
So, I have...
There's people out there picturing, is this for me?
Of course.
Can't help me, they help them, but not me.
Okay, well, I have... I had a lady, one of my oldest clients. She came in from Finland.
Finland?
Yes.
How did she find you in Finland?
You know?
The universe just guided her.
Yeah, it was about 15 years ago. and she came in Costa Mesa. She was going to the beach. She passed by. She decided to stop in for a reading. And she was here with no family, not knowing anybody, didn't really have that good of a job. She was in a really abusive relationship.
Oh, my. Sorry. I'm sitting here smiling. I shouldn't be smiling. She had a reason. She had a motivation. What have I got to lose? What the heck?
Exactly. So she came in. She felt like she had something more to offer, more of a purpose on her path. And now, fast forward, she's broken up with an abusive ex. Thank God for that.
Thank God.
She's in a beautiful relationship. She has two beautiful children. And she is a very big person in the film industry.
And she still comes back to you
because
you were the breakthrough.
We helped her through it.
Does she feel, what leads you in the door? Is it just desperation? Is it curiosity?
You know,
or is the universe?
You know, I think that a lot of people comes in for the fun and curiosity at first. And then I do see a lot of people come in for a specific reason. So I feel like their spirit guides, their guardian angels are pushing them because they have something really going on with them.
You need somebody, and here's somebody that can help you.
Exactly. And sometimes you just need a complete stranger already like verify what you kind of already feel. Because a lot of people that are spiritual, or maybe they're not that spiritual, but they kind of are okay, like know what's the right thing to do, but sometimes it's hard to do the right thing to walk away from that.
Well, we could do a whole show on that right there. I know what I should be doing, but am I doing it here? Am I walking the walk? What age range? Do you not accept kids or teenagers? I guess the fear is somehow you're going to twist them or influence them or something.
Well, yeah, no. Kids are usually just for fun. We get a lot of kids during the fair time.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. But with their parents there, you know. But I don't recommend...
I had somebody that did hypnotherapy.
said, I won't take anybody under 21. I don't want them. They're too susceptible to influence or whatever.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, so I don't recommend, like, if I tell the parents, like, I'll only do a palm reading for, like, the kids, because, like, palm is personality, energy. It's very basic.
Okay.
But yeah, but anyway,
you don't want to tell somebody, I see something dark in your future, and the kid goes, I'm scared or whatever, even if you do or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, no, yeah. And I'm a very honest person, unfortunately. So, and I don't have a good poker face.
Is it all Chinese fortune cookie sort of stuff? Do you just tell them the happy? I'm always amazed. There's nothing in a Chinese fortune cookie that says, you're going to have a tough day tomorrow. Yeah. Better look out for that investment. Your ex is cheating or your wife's cheating on you or something.
Yeah, no. Well, no. For the kids, usually palm readings are pretty basic for anybody. Even if it's adults, it's pretty basic. So it's really not going to go that much in depth. It's really just more about energy and personality traits and stuff like that.
We were going to ask you to do it, but we won't this time. Maybe in a future thing we'll have you come in and read. Because I'm a good skeptic out there, folks. I'm open-minded to listen to anything.
Of course.
Not sure how much I believe, but I'm not sure I believed a lot of things until they happened to me.
I'm
going to start to believe that or something here. I wasn't so sure.
Yeah, we get a lot of skeptics, especially during the fair time.
I'll bet.
And
that'd be a great place to try it.
And a lot of them, they walk out like... Wow, this was like I thought this was fake. I didn't believe until you just told me you just told me.
All right, tell us, because we can't read your mind. We don't know where it is. I'm trying to come up with bad jokes like everybody does here. How do they find you? What's the name of the business? Where are you located?
So we have, three
locations.
Yeah, we have three locations. We have one in Corona Del Mar, in Newport Boulevard. On Coast Highway,
right.
But that one is just Psychic Corona Del Mar, and then we have Diane Psychic, which is my grandmother's.
They all have different brands.
They all have different names.
Okay.
And then Diane Psychic on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, and then we have South Coast Psychic on Baker and Barron.
That was one I think I listed on your thing here, South Coast Psychic. And is there a website or social?
We are working on that. So we was never social media. But now in day and age.
You got to be. Because that's where everybody, that's where my daughter, she's in her early 30s. That's where she discovers everything. If it's not word of mouth recommendation, it's social media. What did an influencer say? What did she see on YouTube? How did she find it, discover it? I'm pleased you've run an ad on our site. We're going to try that for a while, see if that helps you. But I was, if nothing else, just curious to have you come in and tell your story here, because I've never met a psychic.
Yeah, really? Well, this was fun. I never did anything like this. So this was very fun for me.
We're both in a duck out of water here. We're both trying something different here. Thank you so much, Gina. And once again, the one you're with is South Coast Psychic, or are you with all three of them?
I'm with all three of them.
South Coast Psychic is one. The other two names are
Diane Psychic and Psychic Corona Del Mar.
Okay. Go look one of those up, folks. Try it. Is it expensive? I have no idea of what cost.
Yeah, no. We always have like different specials going on. Like right now we have a special for $20 for a palm reading.
$20?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes my curiosity factor more likely. What the heck? Let's try this. See if there's anything to
it. Yeah, we have tarot card readings that are some of the weeks they go for $65, they go for $75. We have a psychic reading, which is $95.
If this does anything for you, if you see any value in it, if something touches you and says, I got to try this some more, then do you work with clients on a monthly basis, a weekly basis, or just session basis? Yeah.
I work with clients through sessions, weekly, monthly, whatever fits the person.
Right.
Because everybody's different.
Because you're talking about a psychic therapy, why not work like a therapist for a specific period of time? And do some of these people you probably see for life, some of them probably see for a short period of time?
And I'm on call 24 hours. So
24 hours a day.
I have clients, and I have some clients even out of the country too, so they'll text me like at 2, 3
and how do you, I can see we got to have you come back. How do you read their aura, their energy if they're in
Finland? They usually meet me in person at least first, because I meet a lot of people that come from in and out of town and country in different states. But I also do FaceTime or Zoom and stuff like that.
And you can still get CDR or whatever here. All right, you. I'm not sure you converted me, but you certainly made me curious, and I could see trying it and check it out. Go to the Orange County Fair, get a quick one, reading, get a sample of it, try take one of these specials, and if it does, ask yourself, is there another dimension? Do we need help? Are there other areas like, I never thought I believed in Chinese traditional medicine and acupuncture and stuff, but now I'm going to see this guy because I find it did have, I can't explain it.
Exactly.
But it does seem to be working and doing some stuff here. I feel better because of it here. So I guess I'm starting to believe there's some kind of energy in our body, and if it's there, then maybe you can see it. Maybe you can help me spot it. Maybe you can point out the trouble spots and we can work on them or something here together. Interesting combination. Thank you so much. Fascinating conversation. Gina, and you can go to our website. There's an ad up on the website. You can click on it and go straight to some places for that. And call us in. Tell us your questions. Maybe we'll bring her back. Maybe we'll create a show, the psychic show. That'll be an interesting one. Have people call and ask their questions and stuff. Thank you so much for joining us here today for this conversation.
Yeah, no problem.
Fascinating
this was fun.
Stuff here. Wow, I could have gone a lot longer with that one here. Fascinating conversation here. You know, I'm not sure, but you never know. Go find it out. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station. That's the only place you're going to find it out. OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.